Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Flair de Sel says, wow, already one dislike, and the show hasn't even started. Is it Sam or Brett? Yes, the revolutionary phenotype still remains to be read, certainly by Brett. Sam, well, you know, Sam has abandoned the public eye, and so I won't annoy him too much. He now specializes in making these boomer interviews on boomer channels, talking about his Trump derangement syndrome. There is someone who says, Jeff, you shouldn't yell in the mic. I'm listening to you on a portable smartphone as I walk. Listen, I have all of the equipment to reduce my yelling to acceptable level so that when I yell, rah, it's not really much louder. I can see it on the indicator. It goes a little bit in the red, of course, as you want with a compressor, but it's really within standard of good television, where you feel that the yell is a little louder, but it's not aggressively louder. I'm not going to stop yelling because one of my audience member with his speaker settings cannot tolerate my yells. I think sometimes it's good to yell. Sometimes it feels good. Sometimes the news warrants it. I will not destroy my art for you, bro. Too bad. I'm looking at the signals here. The two times I yelled, it's within standard. It's not peaking. Vicious says, hey, I saw the original clip. Play it more than a second. Lol. What is it today? The Department of Complaints? Bro, I've always done analysis on stream since 2015. Yes, I pause videos a lot. First, it starts with a tradition because on YouTube, you had to pause videos so that it constitutes fair use. You couldn't play more than like 15 seconds in a row. But I actually pause more than at the 15 second level. I pause at the second level, sometimes at the single word level, because I do deep analysis. I do deep analysis, and sometimes I need to analyze the facial expressions at this moment, the word at this moment, the veering of cognition as it happens, and I'm going to keep doing it. So fuck your complaints. Fuck the complainers. I don't give a shit. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? El Salvador's Instagram page is now banned in Canada. People in Canada cannot see this content. In response to Canadian government legislation, news content can be viewed in Canada. Listen, it's ridiculous. And on top of it, El Salvador is a country. It's not random that they target this country. It's probably because their president is Bitcoin-pilled. And El Salvador is not a news outlet. It's a country. And it's ridiculous that it would fall under the news category. Now, the Canadian government's attempt at charging for Newslink is an absolutely ridiculous move. I hope they fail. I hope that eventually this law becomes canceled just because Google and Facebook are simply not showing links anymore. They are refusing to show links to Canadian content. Christian Futurism is here. Nick Fuentes had announced it. A world that mixes science fiction of futurism and Christianity. Here we have the integration of the Tesla to the Amish lifestyle, a fully Amish-wheeled Tesla here that was actually made to work. You can even go top down with this kind of Tesla. You won't touch the ground. thanks to these wonderful wheels. Now, I wonder, maybe the mechanics buff can answer this question. If you are top down on this Tesla, and you want to move forward, do you have to put it on D or on R? Do you have to go backwards so that it goes forward? Or do you just keep rolling forward? It's mind-boggling to think about it. Very interesting that you can do this, apparently, with a Tesla. So I've watched El Salvador Twitter account. The El Salvador Twitter account is still up, but for some reason, the Instagram is banned as news content in Canada. And I'm in Canada. I can still access the Twitter. I don't know how it works. Spot Bitcoin ETF inflows could dwarf all 150 crypto ETPs today. Newly compiled data from BitMEX Research estimates there are 150 crypto ETPs available today. So basically, the equivalent of ETFs, I guess, assets under management of some kind, with $50.3 billion in assets under management. The ETFs coming in could end up dwarfing the entire $50 billion crypto-related ETF market. Absolutely. This is very small. This is a bunch of companies that have decided to buy Bitcoin with their funds. Okay. But once the ETF come in, anyone can buy Bitcoin without the technicalities of it. They can just tell their bank, I buy Bitcoin. Buy me the Bitcoin ETF. And you're going to end up having everyone having the choice to put this as their IRA investment strategy or whatever. Bitcoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Everyone is headed toward Bitcoin. And the masses of money that are moving, my friend, is pretty spectacular. $200 million of USDT transferred from unknown wallet to Binance. That looks like someone who intends to buy $200 million of Bitcoin. This has been detected today, 4 a.m. Listen, there will be people buying the dip. It's not going to be long that the Bitcoin price will go back to 44K. 30,000 Bitcoin worth $1.2 billion has been seen moving from one Binance cold wallet to another. So that is not Bitcoin that's going for sale. To the contrary, that's Bitcoin that is staying in the hands of Binance. Look at this. They move $1.2 billion of Bitcoin from one cold wallet to another. They're basically grouping their stack of Bitcoin and putting them under high security in wallets that are known not to move and that will not get drained soon. Meanwhile, we have some activity on the side of the SEC and their treatment of the Bitcoin ETF. I'm very disappointed by what we're seeing on the SEC side. They are extorting the Bitcoin ETFs. You saw a couple of days ago, I covered the news that Gary Gensler was saying to the Bitcoin ETFs, I'm giving you 1 week to submit your changes to your applications if you want to be part of the first round of approved ETFs. And okay, that was relatively positive as a news to me because it means that we're headed toward approval in very early January, which will be a massive impact on Bitcoin price. But what we learn is that there is one of the companies, Grayscale, has just entered their updated application. And what it is really is that they got forced by the SEC to be in cash only and not in kind contribution. In other words, the only way you can buy ETFs is by bringing in cash, buying the ETFs at cash price. You cannot bring in Bitcoins. And it would have been awesome for people to be able to take their reserves of Bitcoin, put it in an ETF. But ultimately, this is the game that SEC was playing. They are trying to say to all the companies that want, they would want to have in-kind contributions. They would want people to be able to bring their own Bitcoin to it. They're saying, we won't approve you as the first wave. So you have a choice. Either you will lose the race of being the most well-known trust funds that do ETFs, or we're going to take our time and slowly approve your stuff, and it's going to take maybe months, maybe years. You will be out of the competition by then. So the SEC probably doesn't have the right to go so aggressive against in-kind contributions. Other ETFs allow in-kind contributions. So it's really a disadvantage of the crypto world with respect to the rest of the ETFs to not be able to do in-kind contributions. But why, ultimately, why is the SEC interested in doing this? First, they want to handicap the crypto world. Second, they express fears that the Bitcoins that would arrive into the ETF through that path may be Bitcoins that are dirty, Bitcoins that are the result of money laundering. But you don't do this to the cash contributions. Like, you have no way to know that a flow of $1 million doesn't come from criminality in the cash domain. So I find that the disequilibrium induced here is something that the SEC tries to keep crypto into an exceptional type of market that doesn't benefit from the rest of the advantages that any other market gets. So we finally had the answer to why is Gary Gensler giving an ultimatum. It was to convince companies like Grayscale to amend their application, to not be seeking to make an in-kind type of trust. And in exchange, he promises to them that he will approve them within the early January period. So they will be the first to be approved. And as a result of this change of mind of Grayscale, this acceptance of abandoning in-kind contributions, someone resigned. On December 26th, Grayscale Investment announced that Barry E. Silbert and Mark Murphy notified the sole member of sponsor of their resignation from the board of directors of the sponsor. So we have a resignation of two people at Grayscale Investments, which probably reflects that they wanted to go more stubborn against the SEC. Perhaps they wanted to bring it to court and force the courts to say, hey, everyone else gets in-kind contribution, Bitcoin gets it too. But they have folded, and probably these two were frustrated that they folded to the extortionist scheme of the SEC. I think that it would be desirable if Grayscale got approved in early January and then lead the fight. You can then submit another application and say, hey, we'd like to convert our fund to an in-trust, in-kind contribution fund. And then you bring the SEC to court. But that way, you can already start growing your base of ETF clients. Inchfoot says, just catching up. If you turn the gearbox upside down too, it works just fine. Trust me, bro. Okay, so you have to change the gearbox for the car to keep rolling. We have new visuals from the Palestinian war with Israel. Here we can see a manually delivered bomb blowing up a tank. Look at this. You need some courage, I guess, to do that kind of stuff. Get close to a tank and blow it up. So this guy is carrying a massive, it seems pretty heavy, a massive detonator system. It's like V-shaped with a circle at the bottom. It looks like it could be a mine. Might be a mine or something like this. Look at this. He's approaching the tank. Maybe there's some Israeli soldiers there. I don't know. He is installing it at the rear of the tank. He seems to be tuning it or activating it. It seems like something exploded, or maybe there was some bullet was fired. It seems that the truck kind of detected that there would be an explosion, and they're now moving the truck forward. Oh, but it might be too late. It blew up. Did the guy have the time to run away? Yeah, it does seem that the guy had the time to run away. Wow. Usferia says electric cars don't have gearboxes. They use direct drive motors. Internal combustion engines depend on gravity to function and are full of liquids and would not work. Ah, okay, so it's a unique thing that you can do this with electric cars. I hadn't thought about this, but yeah, there must be so much flow of gas and fluids that you can't do this with another car. Very interesting. We're talking here about the reverted Tesla. Of course, the Tesla drove the topside down. Netanyahu urges troops do not stop while calling Biden post Hamas plan a pipe dream. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a Tuesday visit to troops fighting in northern Gaza, delivered the message of do not stop in their mission to eradicate Hamas. The past weekend was particularly bloody for the Israeli Defense Forces, as at least 17 Israeli troops were killed. Some 250 Gazans have been killed in the last 24 hours, according to regional reports. Netanyahu vowed to see the operation through to the end. At the moment, there are still some 130 Israeli and foreign hostages that remain held in the Gaza Strip. Domestic pressure and pushback against his administration has only intensified, led by kidnapped victims' family who are angry that more hasn't been done to secure their release in a possible second round ceasefire. Egypt on Monday proposed the most comprehensive peace plan of the Gaza war yet. However, Netanyahu followed this by publishing an op-ed written in English in the Wall Street Journal, wherein he rejected the prospect of achieving a permanent peace so long as Hamas remains intact. So yeah, I mean, Netanyahu is really not interested in peace. He has decided to go for a war of colonization. He wants ultimately Gaza to be an Israeli area with Jews. So there's really no there's no way he will be satisfied until he has his full ethnic cleansing, which is why we should be alarmed that there is currently an ethnic cleansing going on in the world, and it's going on right in our face, and the doers of it still have their X account. That's not a violation of TOS. Committing the genocide isn't. Apparently, if you call for genocide, you get banned. But if you commit a genocide, it's fine. You keep your blue check. Dino Logovic says that is so unlike their usual behavior. You mean Israel not wanting peace? You may be sarcastic here. I will presume that you are sarcastic because again and again, we've had Israel imposing conditions to their peace plans that were impossible to meet, that were basically extending their control of territory. So yes, I think it's likely that you were sarcastic. A New York train was set on fire by Hamas supporters. What's next? What sense of entitlement do they believe they hold over other ethnic groups? Do they believe every American should pay for the atrocities currently going on in the Middle East? Do they believe we are the only country supporting Israel? Whoa, 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 there, Tony Lane. We are currently paying for the atrocities committed in the Middle East. We are paying Israel, and we are defending them. We are paying them in cash and in soldier time and battleships. We are providing plenty of supports that are making the current attacks on Palestinians possible. So we are not paying the Middle Eastern side. We're not paying the Arab side, as you suggest here. He says, this is alarming and no one appears safe at the moment. Under this administration, we have completely lost our way of existence. Even Christmas is being attacked. Yeah, impressively, you know, in New York, there are so many Arabs now that Christmas was actually supplanted by the pro-Gaza protest. So they were on the streets, and I felt that there was more pro-Gaza ambience in New York than there was Christmas ambience. That was kind of a shock, but yeah, it's the state of society, and it's going to have to, they're going to have to accept it. They have invited all these people who are sympathetic to the Gaza cause in our nations. They're going to have to deal with their objections. Jackie Chan had sent a super chat on entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, I don't see how it's possible to evolve around barriers to reproduction like porn or contraceptive. The only thing I can think of is people just stop liking breasts or become so dumb they can't remember to take pills. Acid sperm destroying condoms. No, you are completely wrong. It's super easy to evolve. And that's why I'm convinced that all it takes is a few generations of the birth pill and porn and condoms. Just a few generations of this will be enough to completely evolve around these. Because think about what is the shortest biological solution to condoms, birth pills, and what was the other one? Porn. You don't have to stop liking breasts. You have a much more surgical possibility, which is, what if you only liked breast, but the breast of a reproductive female? What if you were enjoying penetrative sex, but really only when you feel that you're delivering the sperm into a fertile uterus? Life can totally do that. Because you know you have a condom. You have the sensory inputs. Your brain knows, except that your brain has been trained on 7 million years of, when there's something messaging your penis all around like this, it's probably a baby is coming. All that you really need to do is integrate the sensory input that you already have, which is you know that there's a condom. Your brain knows that your sperm will be retained by the condom, and just unplug this from the sexually exciting portion of your brain. So that's not interesting anymore. In the same way that, you know, let me take an example from psychology research here that is actually true, that people have been tested for this. How would you feel about fucking a rotten chicken breast? you probably wouldn't feel good about it. Probably, as I just suggested that to you, doesn't feel super exciting. And yet, the rotten chicken breast, you know, would give you probably the same mechanical stimulation as masturbation. So you already have evolved to have certain disgusting experiences with respect to sex that your brain is capable of saying, I don't know why, but no. So it's all a matter of redirecting this disgust. It's all a matter of redirecting rotted chicken breast to more things. And it's about making you as disgusted at the idea of having sex with a woman who's had the birth pill as you would be with the rotten chicken breast. That is super easy evolutionarily. You don't need to evolve acidic sperm that pierces the condom. There are workarounds, like you mentioned. We could become more stupid, so stupid that we're not able to stick to adhere to a birth pill schedule. That is one possibility. We could evolve to be just a little more religious. And there are many religious families in which, you know, the birth pill is not the default option. Most of them, the main path in which these young people in religious families are put is, well, you're going to choose a husband, and no, you're not going to need the pill, the birth pill, to test between 100 husbands. You're going to find a husband that is good, and you're going to marry him. So there are many, many, many evolutionary paths in which the birth pill ailment, the condom and other contraceptives, and even porn can be totally disconnected from your brain centers for sexual excitation. And I predict this will happen within a generation or two. We're going to see it. By the way, it's already happening to a certain extent. For those of you who are in the know, for the daddies out there, you know what I'm talking about. It totally feels much better to have sex with a woman knowing that you're going to have babies with her. The sexual experience is incomparable. It's like having the whole putting of a condom and oh yeah, yeah, it's like no. It's not super pleasant, this whole process of we will retain nature, we will fake something. You know it's fake when you put on a condom. And so, no, I don't share your worries. I think we will be out of the ills of modernity extremely quick. You'll be fascinated because you'll see an effect within your lifetime. Something that can happen within 2 or 3 generations. You're gonna see it before you die. And you're gonna see it in the rise of a new generation that will be more conservative. They will present themselves as having more conservative ideas, and they will build families earlier. Van Diesel, careful, I'm about to show a picture of the chest of Van Diesel. Is not what he used to be. Look at this. He has such a bare belly whatever that is in English, I don't know. The nombril, we call it in French. His nombril is being expelled. Oh my God. His nombril is popping out. Anyways, Van Diesel's ex-assistant in her lawsuit claims that he masturbated in front of her in her hotel room in 2010. And you have, hilariously, Louis C.K. you know, this is the real Louis C.K., I believe, although he's calling himself not Louis C.K. I think he's Louis C.K. I don't think this is a parody account. It's labeled as comedy, parody, and satire. Anyways, he's always been engaging on Twitter as if he was the real Louis C.K. And he says, I'm here for advice, Vin Diesel. Because Louis C.K. had also been cancelled for masturbating in front of women. Listen, if you are the assistant of a star and you accept to stay in front of him as he masturbates, you have engaged in a consensual sex relationship. And in front of her in her hotel room. So you had invited Vin Diesel in a hotel room. By the way, when we invite you to a hotel room, ladies, it is for sex. It's like, where do we even begin? Anyways, you've consented. You've consented. If you objected to him masturbating in front of you, but you were probably then seeing him as an opportunity to elevate yourself in the domain of celebrities, and you were probably feeling honored that Vin Diesel was masturbating in front of you. And now that he's gotten a little fat, now you're dropping him under the bus. Now suddenly you don't consent to something that happened 13 years ago. I call bullshit. You can totally ask someone to stop masturbating if you don't consent. Popcorn Power says, this sounds personal to JF. Care to share? No, stop. Don't masturbate at us on stream. No, it's personal because, yeah, you know, I've been in hotel rooms with women. And, you know, most of them, my girlfriends. But, yeah, there's no legitimate reason why you'd be with a girl in a hotel room other than sex. And it seems that this is something we have to explain to the next generation. Yeah, a guy that invites you to his hotel room and says, hey, would you like to have a drink in my hotel room? It is for sex. You can totally go to the Subway or the Starbucks if you don't want to have sex, but you still want to talk with the guy. If you want to talk, you go to Subway. If you want to have sex, you go to the hotel room. Hinchfoot sends $10. Merry Christmas, JF. Thank you so much for your support. He says, great millennial stream. I was very happy to hear that you like cheddar and Leicester cheese. What are your top three French cheeses? Yeah, there are very good French cheeses, of course. What stands out, the Époisse et Berthault in the soft, melty style. The Époisse et Berthault is spectacular. In the little pyramids of very old goat cheese, Valençay. A Valençay that has been let to dry, to become dry like Parmesan. Valençay is absolutely fantastic. And I'm sure I can find some others, but I don't have them on my mind. List of French cheeses. There are so many of them. What's one that truly stands out? Oh, yeah, the Tome de Savoie. Tome de Savoie, or the Tome de Savoie is good. What is the extra old I was thinking about? The extra old Comté is very good. What is the big ball of orange cheese? I think it's a French cheese made in the tradition of Dutch, maybe, cheeses. The old, extra old mimolette. Is it a French cheese? The mimolette? Yeah, it's a French cheese, although it's made in the tradition of Dutch Edam cheese. The extra old mimolette, my friend. Holy shit. Oh man, I would take all of my Bitcoin. I would buy just extra old mimolette, and I would eat mimolette. Like I would fill my house with balls of mimolette, and I would just, that would be my way to die, my way to go. I will eat mimolette until I die. Inchfoot says, Jeff, have you tried Black Bomber Cheddar? It's the best. Given the name, I'm pretty sure it's not the best. If you think that something called a Black Bomber Cheddar can beat the Montgomery... No. No. No, I get it. It looks very sharp and very old. But no, this cannot beat the Montgomery Cheddar. Bro. The Montgomery Cheddar is these giant wheels of extra, extra dry cheese through which you can still see forks put in by a farmer that have open veins of blue on the side. As the sides become brownish, super dried, and this wheel of cheese is the last cheese on planet Earth that still uses renin produced by the actual stomach of a veal. Bro, there's no... the Black Bomber. This this is what I see at the grocery store. No. This cannot beat the Montgomery Cheddar. Frog Eyes says, hey, Jeff, thought you would be happy to hear, but my wife is now pregnant with our first child. Wish us luck in bringing it to term. Well, that is so awesome. I'm sure it's going to all be okay. I wish you luck, but you don't need luck. You have nature on your side. And that is absolutely great news that we are having babies. This community is growing. The next generation will have more JF and JF appreciators than the last. And that is beautiful because it means that the future is more autistic. The future is more conscious of the dangers we are facing. The bird flu says, I went to Holland in 2011. If you go to the wine mills, they have hot-ass Dutch woman selling delicious cheeses. Oh yeah, it's amazing, the beauty of European woman. EU to force X to shut down if Musk does not ban independent media from the platform. That is relatively old news, from about 6 days ago, but I had not covered that particular article. But yeah, it seems to be overtitled. It's not really shut down. It's more like they would probably block access to the whole of Europe to X. And it boils down to what I had told Elon Musk, and I tell him again, you're going to have to stand to Europe, and you're going to have to find a detoured way to continue doing business in Europe. There's no other choice because Europe doesn't have a First Amendment. So you have no right to say things openly in Europe. There is no such thing. Genetic counseling. Someone was asking, will someone explain this? And she is French and German at 74%, British and Irish 15%, Scandinavian 3%. Very close overall to my kind of genetics, although her origin is more northern France and Germany, whereas my origin is more southern French. But she has this 1.8 indigenous American, Great Lakes and Canada. So she was saying, what does that mean? I said, your great-great-great-grandma had sex with a Native American who was operating in the woods of the East Coast trading with the French. 1.8%. This doesn't lie. We are talking... we are talking about sex with a Native American. And Evie Sola says 100 times more likely the other way around. Some French fur trader took a native wife. That is absolutely possible. I didn't mean to imply that the sex order that I presented is necessarily the right one. Yeah, so I would answer to him. Absolutely possible. My enjoyment of woman boobs has been totally ruined by the trans stuff. Because I was looking at this girl and I was like, is this a trans person? Should I be sexually excited at her boobs? Because there she is with her boobs, but it's like, I know guys who can squeeze themselves to have this size of boobs. I can't even look at pictures of women anymore and be excited. I'm always obsessed with, is this the next level of trends? Have they mastered the art of looking even more female, and now I'm getting trapped? I don't trust anything anymore. Canada to implement a universal basic income of $2,000 per month. It doesn't matter how much money you make, you will be eligible for $2,000 per month. This is pretty crazy. This will be an influx into the economy that will be highly inflationary. We all remember what happened with overstimulation during COVID times. We are now paying for all of that big time. Listen, I'm not for universal basic income. I think it's a destroyer of family because women will have equal access to it and women will use it to go live in single mom life on the streets. So in general, in principle, I am against universal basic income. But in the state of degeneracy of Canada, it might make sense. Because here's the thing. Effectively, universal basic income already exists in Canada. It's just that they don't call it that. They will pay you for whatever. I mean, they will pay you for having a certain age. They will pay you for not having a job. They will pay you for having children. And it's like at some point, everyone already has universal basic income except the worker in Canada. So at this point, if you do a real universal basic income, this money, the extra money will mostly go to people who actually work because they're the last ones not receiving social welfare in Canada. So in this particular instance, yes, it's more degeneracy over existing degeneracy, but from an accelerationist perspective and even from a fairness perspective, it's probably better that we give $2,000 to everyone rather than take the excuses of everyone. Because it's always the male heterosexual white male who ends up being fucked by all of the social welfare system in Canada. Because it's like, oh, you're not a single mother? Well, you have to pay extra tax. Oh, you're not this, you're not that. You're not a trans person who needs medical help. You're not a... When you don't fit any of the category, you end up falling in the one and only category that doesn't receive social welfare in Canada, and it's the white, working, heterosexual male. So sure, give $2,000 to everyone, and fuck the Canadian dollar, doesn't mean anything anymore. Fuck everything, fuck the meritocracy, but anyways, we had already wasted it. We had already ruined the meritocracy. So at least you're going to be flattening your injustices across the whole spectrum of people, including those who work. Rudy Lacid says, will you be eligible? That's another question. You know, Canada, I wouldn't be surprised that they might try to put some condition, but I'm eligible to everything else that the Canadian government gives. So they still haven't decided that JF is too much of a dissident to receive the whatever advantages and stuff like this. So I think that I should receive this $2,000 a month. I don't care about it. I don't need it. But yeah, I'll probably receive it. And it's just going to be that $2,000 will not be worth $2,000 anymore. It will be worth the equivalent of $1,000 because everyone will have $2,000. But yeah, perhaps at some point, just like they've done in Australia, you could have the Canadian government trying to leverage, you know, COVID vaccination stuff. Oh, you don't have your COVID vax, you're going to be punished on your universal allowance. But I've not seen that yet in Canada. So I think they would have a hard time to go after people. If they do say it's universal, it's going to have to be universal or else they will get sued. Shamrock Shake says, I wonder how much they would tax if people that worked. Yeah, the thing is, when you are working, extra income will mean extra taxes. How will that work? I don't know. But in any case, it has to be better than the current system, which is the current system is basically working is a big disadvantage because you don't get access to all of the free buys of the government and you end up being punished to work, really. Angry Sicilian is responding to Saturn Shines. He says, everyone should try to get all they can out of the government they can. That's what the Orthodox do in New York. Yeah, exactly. I'm not the kind of libertarian who on ideological ground will tell you not to get social welfare. No, you need to the contrary. If you actually disagree with the idea of social welfare, you must drain it until it's unviable. So you drain social welfare the most you can, you claim your rights, and the day the system crumbles, that will be their fault. You should not be judged for a government that wants to donate money to everyone. You should take your share of the pie. Vicious says, my buddy bought a house 2 years ago for $275,000, 2.75%. His house is now worth $500,000 and he can't get lower than 5%. He literally wouldn't be able to afford his own house now. Yeah, that's what we see. I mean, Canada is a whole, it's a wave of real estate bubbles constantly. And it goes on forever. And it's because of these fucking normies who keep buying these houses. They disgust me so much. Like, you should see the house that one of my exes was totally into the mortgage. Like, she owed hundreds of thousands of dollars on it. It was a fucking shack. I could have built this for $10,000. And it's like, ugh. You paid $300,000 at peak market for this. And you can't stop woman decision making. Canadian economy is driven by woman wanting to be part of close to an elementary school. Like zombies. Like, I'm headed to an elementary school. And you have to date these fucking women. Saturn Shine says, our IP here is bragging about giving qualified people free internet, then they raise everyone's. IP, what is this? Our internet provider. Oh, yeah, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. Same here, says Samich Luber. I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm happy that I'm now with a girlfriend who will follow me everywhere and, you know, she doesn't want to have to be close to an elementary school. But it's like, do you realize you're investing $500,000? just because you want to be close to an elementary school. Have you ever asked yourself if it makes sense? Have you ever asked yourself if it's worth it? Have you ever asked yourself if you can pay for it? Because you're headed toward where everyone wants to be. And meanwhile, there are real estate opportunities on the side markets, and you're just going to live a little further from civilization, but no, women don't want it. I'm so happy to be done having to date these society-dependent fucking women. Saturn Shine says, a while back, ATT charged more and it was a tax, but got someone in customer service to admit it so they can help those who can't afford phone service. Oh yeah, the redistribution of wealth compelled by sometimes the government, but done by private corporation. That sucks. Cosmic Nut says, not everyone works from home, JF. Yeah, but yeah, you know, maybe it's time to think about it. Think about how much you could save. I mean, it's up to you. if you are sociophilic, go ahead and love society. Keep loving society. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, there's way too many people loving society way too much, and people are driving themselves toward bubbles of real estate craziness that's not even true. It's just representative of the insanity of people who don't know how to make good financial decisions. If you like society and you feel the need to be close to it, you go for it. CBS News reporter makes dark prediction of Black Swan event in 2024. Another example of women having absolutely no sense of the words they use. You can't predict a Black Swan event, lady. A Black Swan event, by definition, is something you can't expect. And it shows up and it changes the game. What you're talking about is you are expecting military developments in 2024. And that is very likely. First, because of the Israeli situation. Second, because 1 year before the election, well, now even less than a year before the election, it is a good time for a Democrat president like Biden to put himself in a war position, because the American people tends to vote again for the same president if he's in a war. So definitely there are lots of reasons to believe that a military event will happen in 2024. There's tension, there's Iran that got their senior leader killed. The claims on social media is that they responded with some ridiculous salvo of missiles that, I don't know, doesn't seem to have touched much. We'll see if more comes, but I don't think it is the side of Iran that will escalate all that much. What's most likely in a presidential year is Joe Biden will want to escalate. And they're going to frame him as a war hero so that he can win the election again. Shamrock Sheikh says, I'm sick of war. Yeah, it's sickening and it's so sad. It's so much human lives, so many human lives lost for really, we're talking about little bits of land here. It's ridiculous. When you think about the size of Canada and you think about the size of Gaza, it's ridiculous. Like, they are fighting for something that is maybe one out of 100,000 parts of Canada. I mean, a small fraction of a percentage in surface area. But that is what happens in overpopulated areas of the world. They go to shit and they become subject of fighting for existence. Virtue signaling on the 70k car that you bought as a virtue signal. Oh, so there's this new sticker that people are using on their Tesla to say, I bought this Tesla before we knew how awful he is, talking about Elon Musk. So yes, as the Twitterati has been describing, this is a virtue signal on a virtue signal. It's like, oops, my past virtue signal is not so virtue signaling anymore. Let's revert the direction here. I didn't mean my Tesla to mean that. Dead Star says, rip the day those cheeky little drones come for the rightoids in the regular chat. Yeah, the drones, drone wars. Inevitably, drone wars is what will happen more and more because they cost so much less than involving humans. Vivek says that the cabal will not let Trump win. Let's see what he has to say.
It's good to see you guys. What did you mean on social media when you said that they're not going to, they're going to take Biden out and it's not going to be Newsom?
Oh, not be- this is a longer story. It takes a dark turn, but I think it's, I have a good sense of what's going to happen here.
Okay.
They're leading into a trap. They're not going to let Trump get anywhere near the White House. They're not going to let him.
What about?
So the goal is, you know, have him be the nominee, and by hell or high water, one way or another, they're not going to have him, they're not going to let him.
What about the other two, though?
So they would, they want Trump to be a nominee, to be an extreme nominee, and they would then try to get Biden elected instead of him, thinking that they have a better shot against Trump than they do against a more soft Republican. I think it's a proper analysis in a way. That's probably how the Democrats think, certainly. The Democrats think that they can really continue smearing Trump and that it will stick to a large enough part of the population. Personally, I think that there is a lot of Trump fatigue and that, you know, CNN can publish all of their misframing articles and trying to smear Donald Trump. I think people are tired of it. Even the leftists must be tired of hearing about it.
It's not them.
Who is it?
It's within our own party.
Okay. Okay.
But importantly, Vivek says, it's not the Democrats that are doing this. Within our own party, we have people planning this conspiracy. So he's saying that there would be these elites within the Republican Party who want Trump in so that he can be made to lose.
It's within our own party?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Hey, look at the people who voted to keep Trump off the ballot. Who are they putting up? Who are losses to keep him off the ballot? Larry Fink to Reid Hoffman. Who are they propping up? So it's a game. And I'm in this to make sure that that doesn't happen. But they want it to be a two-horse race, eliminate him, put up actually the Trojan horse within the Republican Party. That
John Drake says, bad analysis. Trump is ahead in all of the swing states, and he's winning the popular vote too. Yeah, that would be what I think. I think that Trump is not... I not only think that this, that the conspiracy that he's describing may be how the Democrats think, but I also think that Trump is showing up as the best choice. Personally, I'm confident that we probably have the best shot of making Biden lose with Trump. I think it's the best choice. So yes, to the conspiracy, I think that's how maybe some people want it to happen, but I think that Trump has good chances. Another container ship attacked in the Red Sea as Houthis act with impunity. MSC United, the naval forces of the Yemeni armed forces carried out a targeting operation against the commercial ship MSC United with appropriate naval missile. So it's harder and harder to be in the Red Sea and to be in these areas where the Houthis are able to bombard, because they're now bombarding commercial ships. We have here an Israeli kid who ends up on these chat roulette, you know, these chat centers, and they end up with a Palestinian commentator who does some TikTok videos. And the Israeli child will start claiming that they are liars. And you'll see that eventually the father of the child is the coach is deciding what propaganda she can watch, and he is not part of the people that she should watch.
Hi.
Hi.
Whoa.
So they're kind of detecting that he's a Palestinian star of TikTok.
Whoa.
I saw your TikToks. Why are you spreading lies?
What lies am I spreading?
Why are you spreading lies?
No. America, you don't have a say in this. This is a war between Israel and Hamas. You don't have a say. We find you.
I'm Palestinian.
But you live in America.
Because I was displaced. My family was displaced.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? My family was displaced.
Yeah, so in America, lady, we can have an opinion about something that happens outside. It's okay. We have the right to an opinion inside America and outside America.
Hello.
We're going to finish this conversation, please. We are not speaking with anti.
And now the Israeli father says, we're going to stop this conversation. We are not speaking with anti-Semitic people.
Semitic people, okay?
I'm not anti-Semitic.
Yes, you are.
Why are you lying to your kids? Why are you lying to your kids?
No matter what you are going to say, no matter, you're going to be against us and to be on the Hamas side.
Why are you lying to your kids?
Read the facts and read the history as it is.
Okay, I did.
You can support us or you can be against us. If you are against us, it's because you are Jews.
I'm against the 10,000 Palestinians that were killed in Gaza in the past month. 10,000 Palestinians were bombed.
You know why? Why they are bombed?
Half of them are kids. Tell me why. I want you to tell me why.
Because.
Very good. It was great. It was great to see a father debunked live in front of his children. That is quite a unique moment. What else do we have before we close the show? Science discovers that sex matters to performance compared to gender identity. Oh, a mind-blowing, narrative-destroying new scientific study from London. A sex gap in race times between athletes who identify as non-binary. And there is no evidence that the gap between biological males and biological females is less for athletes who identify as non-binary. Science, stop. That's more science than I can handle. That is way too complex. No, we are just rediscovering that, yeah, males beat females on many performance metrics. And that is why we have women's categories. Kanye West apparently has published on what seems to be Instagram, maybe, an apology to Jews. He published it in Hebrew. There it is. So let's read the translation. I sincerely apologize to the Jewish community for any unintended outburst caused by my words or actions. It was not my intention to hurt or demean, and I deeply regret any pain I may have caused. I am committed to starting with myself and learning from this experience to ensure greater sensitivity and understanding in the future. Your forgiveness is important to me, and I am committed to making amends and promoting unity. Why would you even do this at this point? I don't get it. Kanye West is always, he's like a woman. He's always oscillating. He's unstable. Kanye West, I need more solidity from a public male. Like, give me some pillar. I don't care what it is. Give me something that is a stable Kanye West. Telesine suggests that Kanye West has asked ChatGPT, ChatGPT, please tell me how could I get my deals back? And ChatGPT said, you have to publish this post. Oh my God. Angry Sicilian says, Kanye is the product of a single mother home. I didn't know this. Perhaps it is the ultimate cause, because these children of single mothers, they become very feminine. They become with a mentality not of stability and honor, but rather more of parasitizing and doing whatever it is that gets, that satisfies the people around them. That's a very, very important observation. We are learning that the Mt. Gox people, the people who lost their Bitcoin in the crisis of the early website in the Bitcoin world, Mt. Gox, after years of working to get back their share of Bitcoin in court, they are now starting to get their payout. I don't know if their payout will represent an inflated sum, because across the years, Bitcoin has risen in price, so they're probably going to be in profit. But at the same time, Mt. Gox maybe had lost part of the Bitcoin, and when they seized it, perhaps there wasn't all of the Bitcoins. So in any claim, this guy had a small claim of 0.125 Bitcoin and 0.125 Bitcoin Cash. He got 30,000 yen paid into his PayPal account. From what I understand from the claim form, this should be 94,000 plus 12,000. So is there more to come later? So apparently people are getting paid in yen, or maybe it's their local PayPal. Maybe it's their local PayPal currency. Perhaps this guy was in Japan. It does seem that Mt. Gox insolvency is being repaired and repaid. Now, who knows? There will be lawyers along the way that will have taken their fees. There will be managers that will have taken their fees. Now, he's saying that for 0.125 Bitcoin, he got promised 100,000 yen. So let's do 105,000 yen to USD. How much is that? That's $711. Now, 0.125 BTC to USD, that's $5,300. And 0.125 Bitcoin Cash to USD, that's what is Bitcoin Cash? BCH? BCH to USD, that's $28. So $28 plus 5,000, he's getting seven. So he would be owed about $5,000. He's got promised $711. And instead of $711, he only got $250 worth. And perhaps there are future payments to come. So the people of Mt. Gox, they lost a lot of value from the fact that they probably paid fees to lawyers to fight for getting their money back, the takeover of Mt. Gox. So from 5,000 to 711, to he only got 250 of this yet. John Drake says that's some haircut. I mean, that's what they will do when they take over a company. It's like, oh yeah, I just took over this company and my fees are $1 million per hour. Now I'm going to be charging you $1 million per hour until you get your funds back. And now, oh, after 4 years of work, you owe me $650 million. The rest is all yours.